Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues facing our state's entrepreneurial community. And as always, to help us, we have on the phone lines John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all based in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar in the steamy swamp today.
Boy, it is steamy in the swamp today. We're looking forward to the fall when it cools off a little bit. You know, economic development's important in South Carolina, and if there was an organization that contributed more than $300 million in value and employed more than 2,100 people, you'd think that that'd be a pretty big target for us to try to develop some economic strategy around, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Are we talking about some new player on the scene?
Well, actually, we're talking about one of the oldest players on the scene, but I don't feel like enough people actually consider the impact of these organizations. This happens to be Furman University. They recently had an economic impact study done and said the total impact was about $300 million. And so what you don't think about sometimes is just the highly educated, affluent employees, you know, at a university. You know, some of the administrators, some of the faculty, they also employ, though, a lot of, you know, blue-collar, skilled kind of folks, people that work in the buildings and maintain the campus. So it's a rich ecosystem of people, and much of their spending is for capital goods on buildings in the local economy, goods and services the university itself purchases. But then think about the impact of the students on the local economy, you know, and the people visiting the campus on the local economy, you know, maybe around athletic events. And it all turns out to be a pretty big number, doesn't it?
All of a sudden, I just keep seeing dollar signs adding up.
So if you think $300 million is a lot of money, how much do you think the impact of Clemson is on Pickens County?
I guess it would be a multiple of the comparative size of these institutions.
Man, about $5 billion per Clemson. Imagine that, $5 billion of economic impact. You know, I hear people in Pickens sometimes, you know, concerned that maybe they're left out when we think about economic development. They don't get all the attention that a Greenville gets. And I think, wow, but you've got a research university in your backyard. And this research university contributes almost $200 million in revenue just to state government. So in addition to the things that Furman talked about, I mean, this is a big driver of our economy. The flagship university in the state, how big do you think the economic impact of it is?
Okay, let's see. You mean on Richland County?
Yeah.
It's got to be at least $5 billion if that's what Clemson is.
Sure, $5 billion. And overall in the whole state, it's probably closer to $7 billion, you know, because of the University of South Carolina system all over the state. I mean, there's almost 60,000 jobs statewide, you know, that are part of USC. You know, and again, they return a couple of $100 million, you know, in state and tax revenues. Heck, the USC athletic program, $225 million a year, that's almost as big as the entire economic impact of Furman, wasn't it? Football is important. I mean, the point is, these are big economic drivers. You know, what I'd love to see is local economic developers really begin to think more thoughtfully about how they take advantage of these higher education institutions, you know, in their backyard. How do we make sure that we have the entrepreneurial companies, you know, they're spinning out of some of these smart, creative students, and start to look at higher education as an industry we need to grow in the state, just like we do, you know, automotive or transportation, you know, things like that. I mean, it seems to me a very legitimate industry for us to focus on.
And you mentioned the entrepreneurial aspect. I frequently interview startup companies, young companies that were born out of university research. Are these statistics counted in this economic impact?
I think they are, but I don't know how big of an impact that it has in these statistics. I know a couple of them did mention the entrepreneurial spinoff that there might be, but you know that's a part of this that you and I probably know better than other pieces, and I guarantee you we can do a better job of creating an entrepreneurial ecosystem for some of these students. I think one of the things we need to do is to connect them not only to people in the local community around them, but how do we connect students in the Silicon Valley or around the world? I mean, there's the South Carolina Israel Collaborative that sends teams to Israel every year to build relationships. Many of the colleagues I'm working with at Accessible Diagnostics have relationships in Africa and India. And it's what I mean by being more strategic. about how we really take advantage of what is a pretty phenomenal opportunity of really highly educated and fluent people coming out of these universities.
Well, John, great information as always. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs a Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.